The state of California and New York City have announced plans to require government workers get vaccinated or face weekly COVID-19 tests. These new initiatives come as the number of new COVID cases has quadrupled in the United States over the past month and are expected to keep rising for months as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread, particularly in areas with low vaccination rates. On Monday, the Department of Veterans Affairs became the first federal agency to require its frontline healthcare workers to get vaccinated. The American Medical Association and American Nurses Association have also joined with other medical groups calling for mandatory vaccination of all healthcare workers. In a statement, the group said, quote, "The health and safety of U.S. workers, families, communities, and the nation depends on it," unquote. According to the CDC, every county in Florida and Arkansas now has high levels of community transmission. Florida accounts for nearly 1 in 5 of all new COVID cases in the country. The virus is also spreading rapidly across Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Meanwhile, a new study out of UCLA finds the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths both increased dramatically after states lifted eviction moratoria. The study estimates over 10,000 lives could have been saved if the moratoria were left in place. In international news, COVID-19 cases are surging in Tokyo as it hosts the Summer Olympics. The city reported over 2,800 new infections today, the highest since the start of the pandemic. At least 155 people tied to the Olympic Games have now tested positive for COVID. Meanwhile, Iran is also reporting record-breaking COVID infections. Nearly 32,000 new cases were registered in the past 24 hours, and at least 322 new deaths overnight, the highest since at least May. Protesters have been gathering outside the Tunisian parliament to denounce President Kais Saied after he ousted the prime minister and suspended parliament. On Monday, the Tunisian president ordered a nightly curfew and dismissed the nation's defense minister and acting justice minister. Tunisian police have also raided the offices of Al Jazeera in Tunis. Critics have accused the Tunisian president of launching a coup d'etat.
The decisions by President Kais Saied are not correct, against the constitution and the reality. They bring us back again to 1954. The scene of the parliament closed by tanks is very disgraceful.
10 years ago, Tunisia became the birthplace of the Arab Spring. President Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadami have signed an agreement to formally end the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of the year, more than 18 years after the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003. But the agreement is largely symbolic, as the U.S. will keep troops in Iraq indefinitely in an advisory role, Biden spoke Monday.
I think things are going well. Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not, it's just to be available to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
57 people are feared dead after a boat capsized off the coast of Libya. Many of the passengers were migrants from Nigeria, Ghana, and Gambia. The number of refugees who've died while attempting to reach European soil by sea has more than doubled compared to the first 6 months of 2020. So far this year, over 1,100 people have perished. Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of carrying out apparent war crimes during its recent 11-day assault on Gaza that killed 260 Palestinians, including at least 66 children. In a new report, Human Rights Watch called on the International Criminal Court to investigate Israel's crimes against Palestinian civilians. Survivors who spoke to Human Rights Watch include Omar Abu Alouf, who lost his father, mother, and two siblings when their four-story building collapsed in Gaza City following Israeli airstrikes.
Why did they kill my family? Why did they kill my father and mother? Why did they turn me into an orphan?
who will in the end give me justice.
Omar Abul-Alouf's father was the head of the internal medicine at Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital, where he headed the hospital's coronavirus response. Human Rights Watch also accused Palestinian armed groups of committing unlawful acts by indiscriminately firing rockets at Israel. One of Lebanon's wealthiest business executives has been named prime minister designate. The billionaire Najib Mikati has served twice before as prime minister. Lebanon is in the midst of a massive economic and political crisis. Mikati has been accused of corruption in the past. In 2019, a public prosecutor brought charges against him for profiting from state-subsidized housing loans. A top Chinese diplomat has accused the Biden administration of demonizing China. During face-to-face talks in Beijing with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, China's vice foreign minister urged the U.S. to, quote, change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy. In related news, the U.S. Air Force is sending more than two dozen F-22 stealth fighter jets and 10 F-15 Strike Eagle fighters to a U.S. base on Guam as tensions escalate between the United States and China. In the Philippines, police shot dead two activists Monday who were spray-painting the words "Aus Duterte" on public property ahead of President Rodrigo Duterte's State of the Nation address. The Philippines-based rights group Defend Bicol condemned the killing, saying, quote, "Dissent may take on many forms, but to kill innocent unarmed civilians in the dead of the night for painting the people's call is purely fascist and brutal," they said. Rights groups estimate there have been over 400 extrajudicial killings since Duterte took office. Thousands have been killed since Duterte unleashed a brutal so-called war on drugs. Authorities in Haiti have arrested the head of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse's security team as part of its probe into Moïse's assassination on July 7th. It remains unclear how Moïse's assassins were able to get by the president's security detail without firing a shot. Haitian authorities have also issued an arrest warrant for Supreme Court Justice Wendell Coctelot. Her whereabouts are unknown. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting some of the court clerks involved in the investigation of Moïse's assassination have received multiple death threats. In Nicaragua, another presidential candidate has been arrested as President Daniel Ortega continues to crack down on his opposition ahead of the November election. At least seven presidential hopefuls have been apprehended since June. Almost two dozen journalists and opposition activists have also been detained under a treason law. Ortega has long justified the arrest, saying he's only targeting people suspected of planning a coup against his government. On Monday, Ortega accused the U.S. government of trying to undermine the political process in Nicaragua.
The Yankees have no respect. For them, elections are only valid when their weaklings win, who they put up as candidates. So if the U.S. allies win, the election is good. If their weaklings don't win, then the election is bad, and they do everything possible to destabilize the country, to destroy the country.
In Bangladesh, torrential rain has caused widespread flooding in Cox's Bazar, the world's largest refugee camp. It houses nearly 900,000 Rohingya refugees who fled violence and persecution in Burma. At least five refugees have died in landslides. A child was also killed after being swept away by flooding. Several others were injured. This comes as COVID-19 cases are spiking in Bangladesh. On Monday, the government recorded over 15,000 new infections and nearly 250 deaths, both the highest one-day totals since the pandemic began. Here in the United States, more than 1.5 million acres of land have now burned as firefighters battle at least 85 active wildfires across the West. In Oregon, the Bootleg Fire has burned over 400,000 acres. The Dixie Fire is now threatening 10,000 homes in California. Meanwhile, Lake Powell, the second largest reservoir in the United States, has reached a record low amidst a massive climate change-fueled drought in the West. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, more than 90% of the West is now officially in drought. In immigration news, the Biden administration's announced plans to place some migrant families arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border in expedited removal proceedings. The practice allows U.S. immigration officials to deport people without a court hearing in front of an immigration judge. Advocates warn the policy is a violation of due process and international law. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol will hold its first hearing today and hear testimony from four police officers who were attacked by Trump supporters while defending the Capitol. The committee is made up of seven Democrats and two Republicans, Lynn Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both of whom voted to impeach Trump for his role instigating the assault on the Capitol. Last week, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled all of his recommended committee members after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed two of his five picks. On Monday, McCarthy chided Cheney and Kinzinger as, quote, Pelosi Republicans for participating in the probe. Trump advisor and longtime ally Tom Barrack pleaded not guilty Monday to charges of secretly lobbying for the United Arab Emirates. The lobbying came at a time when Barrack was making major business deals with the UAE and other Gulf states. The New York Times reported Barrack's real estate company received some $1.5 billion in investments from the UAE and Saudi Arabia after Trump's 2016 nomination. The billionaire investor was released last week on $250 million bond. He was chair of Trump's inauguration committee. In news from Canada, longtime Inuk leader Mary Simon has been sworn in as Canada's first Indigenous Governor General.
I am honored, humbled, and ready to be Canada's first Indigenous Governor General.
As Governor General, Mary Simon will serve as Queen Elizabeth's federal representative in Canada, as well as Commander-in-Chief of the Canadian Armed Forces. The Reverends Jesse Jackson and William Barber were arrested Monday, along with 37 others, during a sit-in at Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema's office in Phoenix, Arizona, calling on her to support ending the filibuster to help pass voting rights legislation. The Reverend Barber and the Poor People's Campaign begin a 27-mile march for voting rights in Texas today. Organizers have described it as a, quote, Selma to Montgomery-style march. In labor news, workers at Frito-Lay in Kansas have ended a 19-day strike after the company agreed to a contract guaranteeing workers one day off per week. Workers went on strike to protest forced overtime, 84-hour work weeks, and horrific working conditions. In the summer, workers endured triple-digit temperatures without air conditioning. Multiple workers have reportedly died on the job of heart attacks. A federal judge has found environmental and human rights lawyer Stephen Donziger guilty of six counts of criminal contempt of court after he refused to turn over his computer and cell phone. The case stems from Chevron's unprecedented legal campaign against Donziger over his role in winning an $18 billion settlement against Chevron for dumping 16 billion gallons of oil into the Ecuadorian Amazon. In an unusual legal twist, the judge appointed a private law firm with ties to Chevron to prosecute Donziger after federal prosecutors declined to bring charges. Donziger, who has been under house arrest for almost 2 years, condemned the judge's ruling.
This is an outrageous decision. I see it as an attack on human rights lawyering, an attack on the very notion of corporate accountability for the fossil fuel industry. And I've already been locked up in my home awaiting this decision for almost 2 years on a misdemeanor. I'm the only lawyer in American history, as far as we can tell, who spent even one day prior to trial locked up. I've been here now 720 days. This is an outrage. It's a violation, I believe, of the rule of law. It's terrible for our democracy, and it's terrible for the planet. The United States cannot become a country that begins to lock up its human rights lawyers, its environmental advocates, its earth protectors.
Stephen Donziger has vowed to appeal Monday's ruling. To see our recent interview with Donziger, visit democracynow.org. And this update from the Tokyo Olympics, tennis superstar Naomi Osaka has been eliminated from the tennis tournament just days after lighting the Olympic cauldron during the opening ceremonies. She was playing for Japan after she gave up her U.S. citizenship. And four-time Olympic gold medal winner Simone Biles pulled out of the U.S. gymnastics team finals today with an apparent injury. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 23 degrees Celsius. Thursday there will be the chance of a shower and a high of 23 degrees Celsius. Friday there will be the chance of a shower and a high of 20 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be mainly sunny with a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Sunday brings a few showers and a high of 22 degrees Celsius. Monday there will be a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 22 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 22 degrees Celsius.
They made stolen shoes in highway blues, you find yourself alone. A wishful thinker, you may be stuck in your blindfolded eternity. There's no way back but the long road home. And all but you can hold your head up high when the rain is falling. 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 From harm's way. The day I come back may be the day I run away. Was it the time that I played you? Or maybe the answers you feared? Was it the saint and the sinner sitting sideways on the floor? And oh, but you can hold.
In the blue.
Say hello to the breeze. Spring has come and winter's gloom is gone. There's a shadow running through the grass, disappears into the sunlight as we will disappear by the light of the moon. Orange and butter yellow. Swirling pastels in a starlit cafe. Pass on through the light. Pass on through the light. Surprise that we're alive. The bird, the breeze, the leaves, the waving sea. Afternoons of light. Afternoons of light.
To be vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Trying to dig my way out, but I felt deep. face dedans, la face, prêt pour l'amour, besoin d'envie. Oh là, Jacques Adams. Face dedans, la face, prêt pour l'amour, besoin d'envie, au niveau d'un autre niveau, c'est le chemin qui porte, tout le temps, prêt pour l'amour, je veux bien vouloir, vouloir encore, avoir à faire, l'envie qui porte, je suis, né pour aimer, nu au possible, direct dedans, aux têtes, né pour aimer, né pour aimer. Parfait.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show with your host, Sheila Ferrando, on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, or worldwide at ckut.ca.
lives are fake. And those who seek our help, we can build or break. Turn water into wine, pull love out from hate. Who's it better than you yourself? Got to make a stand. All the space
everywhere. Get your words out of my sky. Seems you're talking to the air. Will I nod and wonder why? Well, Easter, little one, I say. Easter, little one, I see. Maybe God is what you see. But it's hard enough to find yourself these days. While I have no whole truth, it's all right if it works for you. Well, it doesn't work for me. Good time, friends of mine. Yeah, they treat me nice. They treat me real kind. Just as long as I got a dollar and a dime. Got them just like mine.
my back and shoulder tight. Well, I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders are tired. Tomorrow I'll be satisfied.
Well, that wraps up the show for today. Keep on listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus. Vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.